name, odds, and more information.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. Ramona, have you been checking the text line on the Clemson four-wheel drive thing? Okay, just to be clear, I need an upgrade of $50 or more. It's $50 increments. We're at $350. Again, it's a $500 gift certificate. If you're in Jeep Life, four-wheel drive life, you know Clemson four-wheel drive. You're probably already customers. I am. It's a great place. They know what they're doing. They're the best. So somebody come in and add another mammogram test and make it 500, which is just the face value of it. Seems a reasonable way to close this for the year. So I'm looking for somebody to end this final auction. Again, this was reborn because we had a bidder who had backed out. So that's what I need. And we had other people who wanted it that day. So right now it's a $350 bid. Again, I need $50 increments and $500 to close it. And so we're almost there. It's the last item of the entire campaign. So somebody comes strong for it. You can get in 654-7627. Tex said, hey, well, it wasn't just Clemson defense. Was defense back really bad? It was just the Duke quarterback is really, really good. Which I know you do, but there's a bust every single game. There's a bust every single game, but the Duke quarterback was on every single time. Every mistake Clemson said he would find. Yeah, look, there are busts every single game, not like Clemson busted on Saturday. There were probably, I don't know, maybe 10 of them, and they were extreme examples. I mean, just ridiculously extreme examples of busts. These weren't minor busts in which somebody was a little out of position or something. These were just glaring busts that you just can't win. You can't win doing those things. And Clemson would have won the game without one less of those busts. That's the reality. And yeah, Mensah is incredible. I've said before, he's a future number one overall pick in the NFL draft. But anybody would have it wouldn't have taken Mensah to take advantage of those busts. Any college quarterback would have taken advantage of those busts. The guys are running wide open. There's nobody near them. Again, at the end of the game, 4 minutes left, they're 95 yards away, 97 yards away. And you've got a complete bust on a cover two robber in which nobody, there's no robber. There's no robber in the middle field. The linebackers are sitting pressed up. And the tight end's running all by himself down the middle of the field, unchecked. There's not a – every high school quarterback would have made that throw. That didn't take Mensah. That's a 60-yard gain to a tight end. Again, like I said yesterday, go find me how many 60-yard passes there have been to tight ends this year, let alone with 3 minutes left in a game. That's the dilemma. And then that's – there were three busts on that drive, including the two-point conversion. You still had a chance to win the game, but you bust again on the two-point conversion. So, that's the reality. This did not – the reality is Mensah is truly special, but it didn't take special to make those throws. Anybody could have made those throws. Ramona could have made those throws. Emery, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Good, Emery. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, I love doing this. So I just wanted to kind of talk about it. I think me and you are on the same wavelength a lot when it comes to, looking at the talent disparities between old Clemson teams and the newer ones, especially this year. There's definitely a talent disparity between the two. But more than anything, Walt, I want to get your opinion. I feel like I have watched all player pride and the will to win just completely go away over the past 3 years. I feel like the culture has eroded, and I don't think many people in Clemson maybe don't have the courage to say it or maybe just don't feel it. But, I remember being a student and watching the Citadel game, and we were almost losing to the Citadel at half. And I was at the LSU game at the start of this year. It looks like none of the players want to be there.
Yeah, Emery, I think it's complicated because I think they're just, it's like a witch's brew, I think, the last few years. I don't think it's just any one thing. I think most of these guys are playing hard. And I took exception to something that Aaron Torres wrote on Twitter this weekend after the game, because he wrote that Clemson quit on Dabo Swinney just like Penn State quit on Franklin and LSU quit on Kelly. Because if you're trailing by 14 points in the first quarter and you give up 200 yards in the first quarter, if you are quitting, you lose that game by 40. But Clemson rallied to take the lead, 45-38. So that's not quitting. So they didn't quit. Now, I think there have been times this year, especially prior to Tom Allen coming down from the booth, that there were some guys, at least one or two, who were giving something less than great effort. I think that changed when Tom Allen got to the sidelines. And so I think you're getting effort, but I think there are some deficiencies. And then I think there's some combination of coaching issues with conveying calls and what you want to be on the football field that this team can't seem to get past. And I don't know. I don't know if it's year one under Allen. I don't know if it's year one under Allen with some guys that he doesn't want to work with. I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's the best way I can describe it. I think it's a witch's brew. I mean, we saw some years in the last few where Clemson offensively was just horrific. I mean, there was no offense. The quarterback play was bad. The receivers were awful. And Clemson was, mired in like 100th place in most of the offensive statistics. And so that means you're not going to be competitive. I think we have to be careful sometimes in sort of thinking that, there's no effort and no one's trying when maybe they're just not good enough. And yeah, this team's not as good as, 2018 Clemson. They're better than they've played, but You know, yeah. Sometimes these things just sort of feed on themselves. They become self-fulfilling prophecies, Emory. And I don't know if, like, for example, losing the LSU game, I mean, how would this season have changed had Clemson won the LSU game? I we're never going to know the answer to that, but I think it would have been different.
Yeah, I mean, I would tend to agree with you there. Also, I tuned in for the Dabo press conference today. One thing that I want to know, I loathe the amount of times that he mentions the record, although, as you said on the show just a minute ago, it is incredibly true. I mean, it's all true. He's built a heck of a resume. But I will say something that I found very interesting is that he even said that in himself that he had maybe went away from his instinct some over the past couple years. Obviously, we will not be able to pick his brain, but I would love
to
know.
Yeah, see, we need a follow-up to that. We need a follow-up to that. I mean, we need to know in what way, in what examples. You know, that's I think that's what we need. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think you're right. And I don't think I don't think it serves him well. I don't know. I'm not sure what he's hoping to accomplish with the recital of the record, but I don't think it serves him well. I think it creates more negative reaction because it's not that it's not true. It is true. And he's not wrong about it. If he doesn't say it, no one will. But I think most of us, at least people like, you know, in my positions, we respect what he's done. We know what he's done. We want him to stay here forever. I do think that some change needs to be made, and I think it's pretty clearly related to the portal.
I definitely think it's the portal in some ways. I think, but I believe there's a world because the portal has been shown to not fix everything. I mean, actually, I called the SMU loss this week against Miami, and it happened. I was so excited, but they do this every year, and teams are going out and filling their rosters with portal players, and it almost never works out to the extent that they think it will. I think we see in college football that talent will never win championships. You have to have a perfect level of talent and coaching, and I think at every core you could fill this Clemson roster up with talent, and yes, it might be marginally better than what it is now, but I don't think unless we get some coaching changes made, I don't think anything changes. Because I could argue that maybe the 21 and 22 seasons were a heck of a lot more loaded with talent than this one. And that's my worry, is that I don't want the Clemson faithful and especially the coaches just to dip into the portal hoping that it's going to be a fix-all, because it almost never is.
Well, I agree to an extent, Emory, but let me suggest something else to you, okay? I think where there are stupid coaches and dumb staffs, they're not going to be fixed by a portal. But I think intelligent coaches and good staffs know how to integrate talent. And all of the most elite teams in the country, the Ohio States, the Georgias, et cetera, they're all using the portal. They're all adding like 8 to 10 players a year.
Yeah.
And most of those schools have significant geographic recruiting advantages over Clemson. Clemson's never going to recruit outside that 7 to 15 range. And so Clemson needs to supplement that with adding portal players, in my estimation, because if you don't, you're going to fall further behind those schools. And maybe more disconcerting is that others in your league who were behind you are catching up to you by using the portal. And I think that's where Clemson is sort of getting caught up on both ends. Look, the portal's not evil. What the portal is just another resource of talented players. And it's grown to monstrous proportions. So if you don't utilize it while others are, you're falling further behind them. That's just the reality of it.
If you add three and
they add 10, you know, if you're already behind in Ohio State or something and you add three and they add 10, how are you ever beating them? You're not. Unless you have a top 10 NFL quarterback, which I think is, you know, that's been the secret sauce to Clemson's two national titles.
Sure.
And that's the part that they've not been able to replace. So I think it's this witch's brew thing. I think you're right, Emory. There are going to be staff changes. There's no doubt in my mind that staff changes are coming at the end of the year. There's none. I think in concert with that, then I think you have to go to the portal and you have to sort of change the face of this team, because this team has clear weaknesses. You absolutely need to bring in an elite quarterback to compete with Christopher Vezina and Danson. And then I think you need back end help. You need more athleticism. You need more length. You need another pass rusher or two. You need offensive line help. And remember, there are a lot of guys allegedly departing. So you're going to have a lot of pieces that you're going to have to replace. Not to mention, you've lost a couple high school recruits of late, and you're going to need to replace them with portal players.
Agreed. I guess last question, then I'll get off and just continue to listen. What if you were, I don't know if you want to do this on the air or if this is a private conversation, but if you were going to say today what coaching changes you think would be made at the end of the year, what would you say?
Yeah, Emery, it's exactly as you just said. I'm not going to fire guys on this staff. I'm going to leave that to Dabo Swinney. He's there every day.
Yeah,
he knows what's going on. I think he's going to do that on his own. And when we get to that point, I'll be more than willing to talk about any of them.
All right. I appreciate it. Well, have a good day.
Thank you, Emery. You too. Good job. Excellent job. It's really good work. Hey, speaking of really good work, there's Krispy Kreme. They make the donuts. They make them better than anybody else does, and they have for a million years. And the Reese family, in concert with Krispy Kreme, does donuts better than anybody else, because the Reese family in Anderson-Spartanburg has been doing donuts right since the early 1960s. That's right, the early 1960s. In Anderson-Spartanburg, you can still bring the kiddies and watch them make the donuts you take home through the glass partition. That's right, they make the donuts where they sell them. And then the donuts. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut, greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo Cookie Donuts and their derivatives, which I'll never know about because she wolfs one down and squirrels away the others. And then the hot original glaze come fresh off the press three times a day. All of your hot and cold weather drinks, since we can't really know from day to day whether it's going to be hot or cold, and sometimes that changes all on the same day. Krispy Kreme has you covered with all of your hot and cold weather drinks. Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme. Ramona, are there still any specials? I know we just passed them.
We got a fall lineup.
Oh, a fall lineup.
We got a fall lineup.
Let's go.
Biscoff cookie buttercream.
Oh!
You know that Biscoff stuffed in that donut?
I have to have that one.
Yeah.
That's a must have.
Fudge brownie.
Oh, that's another must-have.
Okay. And a pumpkin spice cake donut.
Oh, that's not fair, Ramona. And all three of these have hit the bullseye on the Deptula Road Rage target. All three of them hit the absolute bullseye.
Maple iced.
Okay, I'm going for the first three before that one.
Okay.
And not that I don't like maple iced, but I'm going for those first three. That's those three are like three of my favorite things. Those are like three of my favorite things in donuts. So I'm going with those three. That's my personal taste. It looks like you want to say something else.
I do. Give me a second. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
And Steve got the gift card for $5 right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. Okay, we're done. Thank you very much, Steve. Well done. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You've wrapped the campaign, Steve, and you have provided another mammogram to a woman you don't know. It's wonderful stuff. Thank you. Ron and Aiken, you'll be up first on the other side. Quick.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible, regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Bengals a house, Bengals a land. Boston's a truck and a hammer in my hand. Next got the kids and half of my truck. The other half goes to the house. Go. Beers on the hood, cars on the block. Carburetor parts are sitting in the box. Stretching their ass, stripping their boat.
Walt Deptula here. We are back. Let me tell you about Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey. They own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary's handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. Look, here's the deal. If you're aging into Medicare, you absolutely need Gary and his team on your side. There is no way for a layperson to navigate it, and there are way too many charlatans in this industry, way too many scammers in this industry. Gary's right here. He's been here a million years, and all you people know him and love him. Trust me, if you don't, you'll get to. All the agents that work under Gary's tutelage, and he makes sure they carry on with the tradition of kindness and service, quality and availability, which are still the trademarks of this company. You've heard all the testimonials of the people call all the time into the show. We had consecutive callers one day who just wanted to call and talk about Gary Mahaffey and what he had meant to their lives. This is Gary Mahaffey. Gary and his gang are always going to take the time for you. Gary's behind each of his agents and always available to you by phone or in the office. Gary and his agent service always comes at no cost to you. He's only going to save you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. And speaking of thanks, let me thank Lance, who won the football, and Steve, who closed the Clemson four-wheel drive package at $500. And thank you to both of those gentlemen. And that's the official end of the campaign. We raised $1,250 more today. So well done. Well done. And all told, in the auction campaign, we raised well over $60,000, which is a first. So thank you to all you. You're the people who have done that. And we've saved a lot of lives, hopefully. All right, to the phones. It is Ron, who's been holding on forever, and then David. Ron, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, Walt, man, you're killing it like always, brother.
Thank you, Ron.
Just had a couple of quick questions. Can you refresh my memory? When was the last time we won an ACC title in football?
Yeah, that was just the year ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought that we'd have been South Carolina or something. We ain't never won SEC title the way a lot of these fans are talking about things with Dabo and the staff and all. And the change that was made didn't help. And I mean, we got to give our defensive coordinator time to get situated. And I wanted to get your comment on this too. You talked a lot about where we need help in the portal in the last segment, and I appreciate that. Do you have anybody in mind? And we understand that Cade is going to be gone this year. Are we not going to give CV a chance and just go get somebody over his head? Or what's your thoughts on that? And I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I realize people can't listen all the time, but I addressed some of this the end of last week. I don't know. I gave a list of 12, because I added Cutter Bowley of Kentucky, 12 or 13 quarterbacks that I think Clemson could or maybe should have interest in. I think you give Christopher Vezina a chance, a fair chance to win the job, but I think you have to bring in somebody who is proven at the college level to compete, because it's all about the quarterback. It always has been. It's all football's always been about the quarterback. People can talk offensive line out their A's, and offensive lines matter without question. It's the second thing I evaluate after quarterback. But it's always been about the quarterback, always. If you track the whole history of the Super Bowl, now again, different eras, different way to judge quarterbacks. Like Bob Greasy, I think, won a Super Bowl throwing 7 passes. Didn't mean he wasn't a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback at his time. You track the entire history of the Super Bowl, even on that level, there are only a handful of guys who weren't great quarterbacks, and some who weren't great were great in the individual season, like Mark Rippon and Doug Williams. They were great in the individual seasons they won Super Bowls. And so you know, it takes that position, and you weren't good enough at that position this year. You haven't been good enough at that position since you won two national championships. It's not coincidence that Clemson won two national championships with two elite quarterbacks. So you've got to find that. And if you actually, if you think Christopher Vezina is that, I don't think he's that. I think that he looked good in the one start he's had, and I think he deserves a chance to compete for the position, and if he wins the job, so be it. But you can't go into next year with Christopher Vezina and Denson as your quarterbacks and not have anything else. You just can't. Not unless you want a repeat of the same type of season. You've got to go out and get a guy who's proven at the collegiate level that he can play. And then if Christopher Vezina beats him out, so be it. That all the better. Then you'll have multiple guys who can play. But I think that's a must. But yeah, I don't know what day of show it was. I guess I don't know. Do you know Ramona when I gave out the transfer portal quarterbacks? Cut me off.
I
disappeared. It was at the end of last week, and so you can find that on the podcast. But I added Cutter Bowley of Kentucky to it. I think Bowley is the best talent Kentucky's had at quarterback in a long time. And I mentioned him before he ever played a game. So, but I think that that's what it's going to take. And there are areas of this team that just need upgrading, and that's obvious. I mean, this team's just not good enough. It's not good enough on the back end. It needs more speed and athleticism. And it needs, honestly, it needs some upgrade to most areas. That's why it seems like different holes have come up this year at different times. And they have, because fundamentally, not just do you have holes, but you're going to lose a lot of the existing guys on this team, which are going to create more holes. So the portal is going to be an essential this year. There's no way around that. And originally I was thinking like eight guys, and I've got to keep in mind that, you know, I think Coach Sweeney is still reluctant to go too far down this road. And so, you know, I was sort of tempering my thoughts at the time and when I was saying eight, but it actually is probably got to be more than eight. It's probably got to be 10 or more to sort of plug the holes and to get another quarterback in here. You're going to have to decide if you need an experienced running back to go with your two young running backs. You're going to have to decide that. But you may need another receiver. Again, I don't know I know how people were interpreting T.J. Moore's social media posts the other day. They were interpreting them as him wanting out. I don't know if that's true or not. But if he does, you're going to have to guard against that. I think that there's no real way to know about Wesco's availability. I think you certainly hope the best for him, but can you count on the fact that he's going to be a full go at the start of the season? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think the offensive line needs more help. I think that the defensive line is going to need more help. I think the linebackers need more help. I think most areas of the football team need more help, and that's the situation that most teams find themselves in every year. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
Doing great, Walt. You're doing a great job today. Really enjoying the show.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Don't usually listen this time of day, but really enjoyed the breakdown on the team and recent performance. All the hype and build up for coaches and changes, all that stuff drives me crazy. I'm an anti-hype guy, but, you know, I'd be interested in your opinion on this. I wish the athletic department would kind of sit down and think about dropping that fourth quarter video and the We Too Deep song that comes on to try to motivate the team. I think it's actually motivating other teams, the opponents, playing in Death Valley.
I never thought of that, David.
In this day and age, to play harder and to beat Clemson. And, you know, a deep team wins in the fourth quarter, not with their backs to the wall, but, you know, making the first downs when they've got the ball with a 7-point lead and seven to go on the clock. But anyway, I understand how it builds over decades. And I love Dabo. I love the team. Love everything about it. But, boy, that just seems to really be incongruent with what's on the field at the moment.
I feel like they should lay off of that a little bit.
That's an interesting point, David. You know, when Clemson was too deep, it really worked. But now maybe you're just aggravating your opponents who don't think you're as deep as that video makes it seem. There may be something to that, David. I actually never even thought about that.
Well, your point earlier about how teams are coming in now and feeling like, hey, we can win here and playing with confidence, that really doesn't help the scene. It really doesn't make me feel good that we, you kind of brag about that, and it comes across that way.
Well,
so, anyway.
Here's the thing, David. We definitely ain't too deep now.
Right. Anyway, appreciate your time.
Thanks, David. Good speaking with you. Sorry. Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Hey, let me tell you about Twin Peaks. There's no place like Twin Peaks. I mean, if you're a sports fan, I mean, are you kidding me? 80 high-definition monitors, no matter where you look, they've got you covered. You know, the beautiful women, the scenic views. There are four or five monitors above you no matter where you sit, so it's like you're in your own studio, except in this studio, beautiful, scantily clad women are serving you food and drink. It just can't be better than that. And then, of course, the 28-degree draft beer, the giant man-sized mugs, the insane selection of mixed drinks, late night. Hey, why wait for the weekend? We're serving scratch food and pouring quality cocktails every day after dark. Come by the lodge and experience the best late night in the league today, tomorrow, any other day of the week. It's unbelievable. All of your sports events, including UFC and boxing events, they've got you covered. NFL, college football, NBA, NHL, it does not matter. It's all available to you at the Peaks. It's just incredible. And like I say all the time, the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is shockingly good. It's all good no matter what you choose. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Recruiting. Hey, are you looking for a job where you can have a ton of fun and make great money? Twin Peaks is the team for you. We're looking for Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Text WORK, the number 4, TP, capital TP, WORK, number 4, capital TP, to 8500 to apply. So it's unbelievable. And no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, we have everything from tequila cocktails, an extensive bourbon category, to top shelf spirits and cocktails served of rice balls, local craft beers, and handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. And don't forget about the 29-degree man-sized drafts. Walt tip to the road rage. Quick break. You can get in for the first time all day. 654-7627. Have you
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's the name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
The wait is over. AC/DC's back live Power Up Tour, Saturday, July 11th. Bank of America Stadium with the Pretty Reckless. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium. Don't miss AC/DC, produced by AEG Presents.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
At Ingalls, we know your closest companions are the ones who are always there for you. The ones you trust to have your back, no matter what. Who make the hard times a little softer, and the good ones, somehow, a little better. That's what family is all about. Whether they walk on two legs or four. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep. Four generations of better rest, built for your best game day.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare..."
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Excuse me. Back to the CDB. You know, Ramona, I don't think Hennis knows about the skunk. When Hennis... That skunk has no idea what it's in for. That skunk will no longer...
Where is it?
That skunk will no longer be able to skunk
back
anything
the
by
back.
The time Hennis finishes cleaning it up. Have to have those glands removed. Surgically removed. Yeah, I don't know. I just know there are...
Back there somewhere?
Yeah, there's just numerous nights where you walk out the side door and you can smell skunk everywhere. Everywhere.
He's been busy.
Yeah, we have a new resident here somewhere. There is a skunk on this property in very close proximity to the building. Yeah.
I have an opinion. Ask your opinion.
Yeah.
That song we just played, Charlie Daniels.
Uh huh. Devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah. Don't you think the devil is better at the fiddle?
No!
You don't?
No!
I do!
No! What's the matter with you?
I knew you would.
You're going straight to hell!
I knew
What's
you
the matter with
that.
You?
He's better!
You don't understand the point of the whole song.
I understand the song.
That's false. That is false. Where did you come from?
I just think
I'm going to call Trump.
I think he's better.
I'm going to call Tom Owen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get you out of here.
Send me to a nice
island. That's 100% wrong.
Well,
so wrong.
That's my opinion, and of course you don't agree with it, so you think it's wrong.
I'm sure I'm sure there are a couple desperate devil worshipers on the text line right now in support of you.
The devil being the devil, it's just that his fiddle play was better than the other guy's.
No, that's false.
What's his name? Johnny.
Johnny is incredible. Johnny kicked the living crap out of the devil. He kicked the living crap out of the devil. Yeah. Absolutely embarrassed him. The devil knew right off that he'd been beaten. Did he not listen to the song?
No, I understand the song.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he lay that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Devil said, just come on. Johnny said, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Because I done told you once, you son of a, I'm the best there's ever been.
I know.
That's right. That's how it goes.
I understand the song, Walt. Yeah. It's my personal opinion.
Yes. Yeah. You like raviolios.
So?
At least you used to before I showed you the video.
Yeah. That was my opinion.
Yeah, I know. We know. I know. You're on the side of the devil. I'm not surprised. You don't like birds. I mean, you know, I'm not surprised.
I don't like birds as pets. Quit twisting my words.
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Look. Man, you don't need to travel to Buffalo to get true Buffalo, New York style pizza and wings. You just need to get over to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden because they've got you covered. A real, authentic Buffalo pizza. It's thicker than New York style, but it's not doughy. It's just the perfect crust. It's baked to perfection, a real stone oven. We've had the pizza. It's unbelievable. And the wings, oh, man, the original Buffalo, New York chicken wings, they're just unbelievable. Dre called last week and said, Walt, you didn't lie. I went and got the wings. They were just incredible. How about Beef on Weck? If you're not from Buffalo or you haven't listened to the show, you probably haven't heard about Beef on Weck. Of course, you may not be hearing me now either. But Beef on Weck is unbelievable. I've had it. It takes 8 hours to make that roast beef. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's an absolute must. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry, Fridays is a big night, and so much more. And yes, a full bar, but a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are divided. Sports fans, every play of every Clemson game broadcast, every NFL game, and your team, whatever your team is, whoever you root for, they'll be glad to put it on one of their monitors. One whole wall is monitors. This is your spot. Look, ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. And oh, by the way, they donated a package for 10, and we auctioned that off for $1,000. Again, the kind of people you want to do business with. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. To the phones, probably to a couple other, devil worshipers on there.
You can stop. I'm not a devil worshiper.
I know. And it's too late. You're the only person I've ever heard say that, but that's okay. It's America. You're entitled to your opinion.
Doesn't sound like it's America during this show.
Look, you and the other devil worshipers are entitled to your opinion. Orange Tiger. What's going on, Orange Tiger? Good to have you.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Stiger?
I'm doing good. Listen, I wanted to bring a point across.
Yeah.
You know, seeing all this lousy defensive play and a lot of lousy play even early on in the year with the offense, back in the day when I was coming up, you did that kind of stuff and you wasn't playing all in, you wasn't trying your best, or you paid for it in practice, and they would run you to death, run you. And I'm starting to wonder, I'm like, that we missed something here, because you know they did away with two-a-days in high school, at, you know, in fall camps and stuff like that. They did away with two-a-days, and they did away with two-a-days in college. And I'm starting to wonder if these, you know, these young guys, you know, they don't understand the magnitude, if you will, of, you know, you do stuff like that on the field, or you're not, you know, getting the, you're going to either get sit, or you're going to do some runs, or you're going to do some stadium stairs. And I'm starting to wonder, I'm like, I wonder after this game, after we just watched, I mean, and I know you probably can't answer this question, I can't answer it either, because we're not behind the scenes and know what's going on. But sometimes I wonder.
I'm guessing the way Dabo went off on members of the secondary there, that there's a price to pay for failing to do what you're supposed to do.
So you think, well, I would like to see that on the field on game day, because I know for a fact that when when Danny Ford was here, oh my God. I mean, I've met some of the players.
Yeah.
I think we saw a little bit of that
on the field. So I'm pretty sure that it exists. If we saw that on the field, I'm pretty sure it exists when we don't see it, too.
Now, this is a question, though. Yeah. Are they allowed, are the coaches allowed to, like, after a game, like, they're not satisfied with these guys? I mean, can they make them run?
Listen, Orange Tiger, here's what I'll tell you. Fran Brown, the head coach of Syracuse, after Syracuse played UConn, he made his team run in their uniforms after the game.
Yeah, they were doing suicides, but I saw that. But I just didn't know if there was, like, you know, can you get fined or something like that? Well, no, don't do that to the, you know, you know, say you never know.
No, I get it, man. It's late in the year to be making so many mistakes. I get it.
It's just weird. And another thing I'll end on, you know, with Dabo, I mean, yeah, man, you've done awesome. I mean, but you don't have to tell you the record. I mean, you know, we really don't want to see that. You know, I mean, you're making so much doggone money. Your players are making so much doggone money. I'm not saying, oh, we're going to get rid of Dabo. I will never say that. But I'm just saying that, yeah, Dabo, you're going to get some scrutiny.
Yeah.
It's going
to
happen.
I think there's something to that. The money's created.
You get paid a bunch of money.
Yeah. Right? The money has created, a bigger rift between the fans and it's created greater expectations. I mean, the fans are. Go ahead.
And especially with the players. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hear how can't say nothing about a player. Nah, man, you're making more money than me. You ain't out there busting it to put food on the table. You're making millions. Nah, I don't want to hear that.
Yep.
Nah.
You
don't get protected no more.
Yep.
Nah, that's done. That's donezies.
Yep. Thank you, Orange Tiger. I think he's right.
All right, man.
I think he's on to something in terms of how it is. Okay, Ramona, professional guitarist Shelley, says you're nuts. Says no, Ramona. The devil just made scratching noise on the fiddle, and then said she needs to go to church.
That's just my opinion on this song.
Made those hideous scratching sounds. Don't you know those hideous scratching sounds?
I thought it was good.
The hideous scratching sounds you liked.
Whatever you call them, I thought
you like the hideous scratching sounds.
I like the playing better.
Yeah, I got you.
You can say whatever Scott
in Greenville. All right, Scott.
Walt,
how are you, Scott?
Walter, I got in the truck this morning starting my day, and I hear Mickey talking about praying and, you know, how God influenced his life, and then I go to work and work my day, and I get in my truck this afternoon, and the first thing I hear you turn on is devil worshiping.
Well, hey, Scott, that's the difference between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's exactly right, brother. Hey, you know, it's week 8 of bitching about my Tigers, so I'm not going to do that much. But something stuck out to me in that press conference today when Dabo said that he's gotten away from his gut feeling. He's gotten away from what got him there. And I think that he's just come to the realization that I've got to make these changes that I'm going to make, whatever those may be. And he's going to make them, and I trust that. And so looking forward to brighter days. It may not be in the next 4 weeks, but it may. It's coming. It's coming for sure.
Yeah,
but
I buy that.
Two questions I want to ask.
I buy that.
Yeah, I got two questions I want to ask you about. One is my Dallas Cowboys. Big trades today, two of them. Got Quinnen Williams from the Jets, defensive tackle. and then they got the linebacker from Cincinnati. How you feel about that? Is that going to help my Cowboys out?
I think not only it helps you right up the middle where you need some help. So yeah, I mean, I think
we got beat by Arizona with a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, Walt, is I want to ask you about my Atlanta Braves and the hiring of Walt Weiss.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it was an easy hire for AA. I think it was a status quo. I think we just hired Snicker all over again is what we did. A little bit younger version, and I don't like that.
See, but I think
you can't judge Weiss on his Colorado record because nobody wins in Colorado.
But I think that's the thing. I mean, I think the little younger is the thing. Like you would have taken Snicker before the last couple of years, right? I mean, you were fine with Snicker before the last couple of years.
The problem I got with Snicker, man, is it, so if our lineup is healthy, I can manage that team.
Well,
man.
I think there's truth to that.
The problem is when it's not
truth
healthy, we got to make decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Can Weiss make those decisions? I just don't know. I saw today where 680's reporting that Chipper Jones has been asked to help more with the team. I don't know if that's going to help or not. Maybe from a hitting standpoint it will, but we got hires and that other cat that need to go. I felt like we needed to get rid of everybody.
I get it, but Weiss was a super competitive player. I think he'll be fine. I mean, I think the Braves win the division next year, and I think the Braves are right back competing to go to the World Series. Probably.
You know why I don't like Weiss, though? Weiss used the same glove for 12 years, Walt. He don't like change. He's not going to do nothing.
I don't know.
Have a good day, Walt.
I get the glove thing, though, Scott. Thank you, Scott. We'll see. I'm not saying it was the best, but I think it's fine. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on the Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized